Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. This episode is going to consist of a segment of me giving my predictions alone, and then the next segment will be me and Carwin talking about the game. So enjoy the show. Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. I think I'm going to do this show by myself today. Carwin's been busy. I've been busy. Even when I'm out of school, I still seem to have like a schedule that's hard to figure out. Right now, I'm watching the Panthers-Packers game. Packers are 14-3 with 4 minutes left. Hear a little play-by-play by me, Rodgers. Hands it off to Jones. Jones going to cut it to the outside. He's going to dancing for a touchdown as the Packers take a 20-3 lead. Yeah, I had the Packers winning this game. I mean, they're just much better than Carolina. Carolina's lost 7 out of 8. Earlier today, the Buffalo Bills, they beat the Denver Broncos by a score of 48-19. Josh Allen had 4 touchdowns, 2 in the air, 2 on the ground. Singletary had a touchdown run. Stephon Diggs played really well, had 11 catches for 147 yards. On the other side, Drew Locke went 20 for 32, had 132 passing yards. Had 1 touchdown to Noah Fant. Melvin Gordon had 2 rushing touchdowns for the Broncos. Their kicker, backup kicker, I don't know his name, Taylor Rosalino, he missed a field goal and he missed 2 extra points today. So yeah, wasn't a good day at all for the Broncos offense, defense, or special teams. And then on Thursday night, you had that game with the Chargers and the Raiders. That game, that's where the Las Vegas, I was trying to think of which game I wanted to talk about first, but the Vegas Raiders, they lost in overtime by a score of 30-27. Marcus Mariota came in after Derek Carr injured himself on a quarterback scramble in the first quarter. Mariota actually led the team in rushing that day. Actually, he led everybody in rushing for 9 carries, 88 yards, and a touchdown. Josh Jacobs, he had 26 carries, 76 yards, and a touchdown. Eckler had 13 carries for 60 yards. Not bad, not bad. Almost 5 yards a carry. He had like a 25-yard rush, though. Keenan Allen only had 1 catch for 17 yards on 3 targets. He just didn't look the same. He was also playing injured as well, so Anthony Lynn limited his snaps. But yeah, Chargers won in overtime. Potential rookie of the year, Justin Herbert, he had a great game. He had 314 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown as well. Kalen Ballage had a rushing touchdown as well. Now I'm going to make my predictions for each Sunday game and the Monday night game. I'll go over to over-under and whatnot. Now you'll probably hear me do some play-by-play commentary as well. So first off, we have the New England Patriots playing the Miami Dolphins. The Patriots are a 1.5 point underdog. Over-under is 41.5. I got the Dolphins winning this game. I would hope they would cover the spread. New England's just not that good. I feel like Miami's a better team. Much better team than them. Damian Harris and Dante Moncrief won't be playing this week for the Patriots. 41.5 over under. I can see this game. I don't know. That's a good over under to choose from. I'm gonna say under for this one. I'll give the Dolphins this one. I'll give them 27-13. I don't think the Patriots are going to do all that well. And Miami is a pretty good defense. Yeah, I'm going to go 21-13. 24-13. It'll be somewhere along those lines. Next, you have Jacksonville and the Ravens. Ravens playing at home. Gardner Minshew will make his first start in several weeks after Mike Glennon was benched last week. We have an incomplete pass, ball intended for Curtis Samuel. It's another drop. That's probably his second drop of the day. The Ravens are a 13-point favorite. Over-under is 48. I'd take the Ravens winning. They could probably beat the spread of minus 13. Jacksonville's not that good. They've lost 12 games in a row. Over-under 48. I could probably see that game going over in virtue of the Ravens probably getting, like, 35 by themselves. Jimmy Smith has been ruled out for this game. And then we have a lot of other injured corners as well. Marcus Peters got a little fine. It looks like he was spitting at Jarvis Landry. He was caught on camera doing it. He didn't like spit on Landry, but it looked like he spat in the direction of him. Ravens winners at 2 in a row. Big Monday night win against Cleveland, 47-42. And then they had that Dallas win, 34-17. On a couple of Tuesdays ago. And then in the three games that they lost, they only lost by possession. So they've been hanging in there. And they were against good teams. They're against Pittsburgh, Tennessee, two teams that will probably make the playoffs. And then, you know, you got a team with one of the greatest coaches of all time, the New England Patriots with Bill Belichick. Another incomplete pass for Teddy Bridgewater. And it'll be 4th and 10 for the Panthers. It looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to get the ball at least one more time before the half. James Robinson, he's been playing pretty well. He capped his 1,000-yard season last week. Lamar Jackson, he's got 6 passing touchdowns on the year. Excuse me, 6 rushing touchdowns on the year. He has 793 rushing yards, Lamar Jackson. That's crazy. 18 passing touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Minshew has 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, so... They went from Minshew to Luton to Glennon back to Minshew. If they get the second overall pick, I'm really interested in seeing who they're gonna get. I would assume they would go for Justin Fields. Just because Minshew doesn't look all that promising to me. I mean, he had a good rookie year last year, but yeah. Houston Texans are playing the Colts. These teams played each other not too long ago. Trying to pull up some stuff in that game. They played against each other on December 6th. The Colts won that game 26-20. Deshaun Watson had 341 passing yards, 1 interception. Phillip Rivers had 285 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. T.Y. Hilton had 8 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown. QT had 141 yards and a touchdown. Jonathan Taylor, 91 yards on the ground. And David Johnson had 44 yards and a touchdown. That was his first game back from being on IR. Now these two teams are playing each other again. C.J. Procise, Duke Johnson's not going to play, so David Johnson's probably going to get a lot of the workload. Considering it'll be him and then whoever's the 4th running back on the Texans depth chart. Houston, I can't find the betting odds. Okay, Houston, 7-point underdog, so Colts minus 7, over under 51. I think this game will go over. I think minus 7 might be a little, that might be the appropriate amount. I probably wouldn't bet any higher than that if I was betting on the Colts, just because, you know, Texans hung in there last time when these two teams played, and Texans aren't a team to sleep on. And this was a Texans team that did not have Will Fuller. So, yeah. And, like, this was a game where they could have, or Houston could have won if they didn't fumble with less than 5 yards to go for the go-ahead touchdown in the final minutes. But, yeah, I think the Colts are going to sweep this season series, and I got the Colts winning this game 31-27. I think this game can definitely break the over. Detroit's playing Tennessee. I don't see why Tennessee would lose this game, besides the fact that they are playing a professional football team. They are favored by 11. Detroit, they're not going to have Kenny Galladay. I think they've only had him for like 3 or 4 games this year. You know, his fantasy owners kind of disappointed in him. Over-under is 53. I'll take the over on this one. Both teams have decent offenses. Detroit did pretty well, considering they played against, you know, a top-tier team in the NFL. They played their division rival, the Green Bay Packers. They lost that game 31-24. Tennessee coming off a win against a division opponent 31-10. So Tennessee's trying to get back on track after losing to Cleveland the previous week by 6. You know, don't let the score fool you. That game was you know, pretty much a blowout. But yeah, give me the Tennessee Titans on this one. I'm interested in seeing what's going to happen with special teams, as their kick and punt returner Khalif Raymond won't be playing. I guess I would assume Cameron Batson would be the one taking care of the special team duties. But yeah, give me the Titans for this one. I'm going to go 34-27. We got San Francisco and Dallas, two teams that have some really good championship histories. 49ers, there's 70% chance to win. They're a 3-point favorite, over-under's 45. Kittle's not going to play. Fred Warner's questionable. K'Wan Williams is questionable. Ezekiel Elliott for the Cowboys is questionable as well. Both of these teams averaging around 23 points a game. Dallas allows 7 more points a game than the 49ers. They both get around the same amount of yards on offense. Dallas, though, gives up a lot more yards on defense, including 162 rushing yards a game. So it's crazy. I got Jeff Wilson Jr. and Raheem Mostert starting against them. I'm hoping both of them get me like 80 yards and a touchdown each, along with some check down passes. I had the 49ers winning this game. I'm going to go to the 49ers winning this game. I'm going to go 27-20. The 49ers don't have the best defense right now, with a lot of guys hurt. Brandon Ayuk, leading receiver on this team, 660 yards, 4 touchdowns. Deebo Samuel is going to be out for the year as well. Oh my god. Oof. Green Bay's just running this ball. A.J. Dillon, nice little run for him. I think they just hit the 2-minute warning. Yeah, they sure did. Seattle's playing Washington. This will be an interesting game. I don't think the football team's getting enough credit, you know, considering the Giants just beat the Seahawks not too long ago. Seahawks are 6.5-point favorite. I'd probably take the Redskins to cover. It's like there's rain in the forecast. But Washington, they've won 4 in a row. They beat San Francisco. They beat Pittsburgh. They beat Dallas. They beat Cincinnati. And they lost a close one to Detroit. But Dwayne Haskins will be starting. Alex Smith is injured. He won't be playing this weekend. J.D. McKissick's going to be the starting running back. Antonio Gibson's going to miss another game. Seahawks, they got back on track last week with a 4-3 win against the Jets. Kind of supposed to beat the Jets like that, but, you know, 4-3, that's pretty good. Or if it's the Jets or not, still a professional team. Over-under is 43.5 this game. I mean, it's tough because, like, Seattle's defense isn't that good, and Washington's defense is pretty good, but Washington doesn't have the best offense either. So they probably don't expect the Redskins to score a lot of points. But you know what? I'll take the Redskins at home, man. I like how they've been playing recently. Even though the Seahawks, they need to play better. They'll probably win this game. But give me the Redskins on this one. I'm going to go with the Washington football team. I'm going to go 24-20. Chicago is playing Minnesota. Minnesota 6-7, so are the Bears. Last time these two teams played, it was Monday Night Football. Justin Jefferson had a great game that time. He had over 100 yards. Ugly score, though, 19-13. Over-under this game is 47. As they expect the offense to play a little bit better this time. Kyle Rudolph's not going to play for the Vikings. Buster Screen, Jalen Johnson, Deion Bush, they're not going to play for the Bears. I'll take the Vikings in this one. I don't know if it's going to go over 47, though, but I'll take the Vikings in this one. I'm going to go with 24-17. All right, we got an NFC South showdown. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing against the Atlanta Falcons. Buccaneers are 6.5-point favorite. Over-under is 49. Ronald Jones, who has 900 yards on the season, will not be playing in this game. Julio Jones for the Atlanta Falcons will not be playing this game. So both teams missing some pretty good offensive pieces on their respective squads. But you know that you're going to have guys like Leonard Fournette step it up. You're going to have Calvin Ridley step it up. He's been stepping it up all year, so like Russell Gage and whatnot. But yeah, it should be an interesting game. You know, never question a division game, division opponent. I'm gonna go with the Buccaneers on this one though. I'm gonna go 27-23. I think it'll just be over. Philadelphia is playing Arizona. Jalen Hurts is going to have his second career start. They're very impressive performance against New Orleans, one of the top defenses in the league. They play the Cardinals, who are 6.5-point favorite. Over-under is 49.5. Hurts might be humbled a little bit this game, but you can't question the performance that he had last week as they beat the Saints 24-21 last week. Sorry, I'm watching Aaron Rodgers. This guy looks like he got hurt. Defensive lineman for the Panthers. Non-contact injury. He's down right now. Yeah, Jalen Hurts, he went 17 for 30. Not the best completion percentage for 167 yards and a touchdown. Don't know how many rushing yards he had. I think he had over 100. Yeah, he had 106 yards. So good for Jalen Hurts. Congrats to him. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Cardinals squeezing this one out. I'm gonna go 24-23 Cardinals. The New York Jets are playing the Rams. We don't have to get cute here. It's a 9-14 versus an 0-13 team. You got a team that's looking for a new franchise quarterback. The only thing that's interesting here is the point spread. It's 17-17. Money line's -1800. So I think you have to bet $1,800 for the Rams to win to get 100. It's insane. Over-under is 43.5. It'll probably be lower due to the fact that the Jets can't score. Jets average 14 points a game. Rams average 25. Jets give up 30 points a game. Rams give up 19. Jets allow 200, or they get 290 yards a game. Rams get 398 yards a game, almost 400 yards a game. The Jets allow 408 yards a game. The Rams allow 307 yards a game. Do I need to say more? The Rams are winning this game. We're going to go 27-6. maybe the Jets will score a garbage time touchdown or something like that. Next we have Kansas City, New Orleans, that game. Is one of the most anticipated games of the year. Drew Brees is going to be back, but Michael Thomas will not be playing this game. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. It will probably end up being in a shootout. Damian Wilson's not going to play. Saints are going to be missing some weapons. They're going to be missing Deontay Harris, probably their fastest player on the team, and like their kick returner. Michael Thomas, their best receiver and probably best player on the team, is not going to play. So, the Chiefs, they're just much better offense, but the Saints have a better defense. But, you know, that defense will definitely be tested. Both of these teams are coming in this game pretty hot. Chiefs are 12-1. Saints are 10-3. But I have the Chiefs winning this one. I'm going to go 37-31. Over under is 52.5. I definitely take that. And Chiefs are a 3-point favorite. I'll take that as well. All right, we're going to go into primetime games. Cleveland's playing the New York Giants. Cleveland should win this game. They've been playing a lot better recently. They almost gave the Ravens a run for. In fact, they did give the Ravens a run for their money, but the Ravens barely pulled it out. Wyatt Teller and Andrew Zendejo is not going to play. Denzel Ward's questionable. Austin Hooper's questionable. Devontae Freeman's on injured reserve still. Daniel Jones and Evan Ingram are questionable. Browns are 6.5-point favorite. Over-under is 44. I have the Browns winning this game. I'm going to go 30-17. Giants defense is not too bad. They've been getting better. Finally, it's a Monday night game. It's not really a game of interest, even though it's two teams in my division, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Bengals. Bengals, they don't have Joe Burrow, which means they don't have a chance at winning a game. Steelers are 13-point favorites. Bengals, they've lost 30-7, 19-7, 19-17, 20-9, 36-10 in their last five games. They haven't scored more than 17 points in their last five games. That's atrocious. It's crazy how they have two more total yards of offense than the Steelers, but you gotta keep in mind that a lot of that was when Joe Burrow was playing. They probably had more than that, but their average went down as they got the new quarterback. But give me the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this game. I'm gonna go 27-10. They'll bounce back on track. Right, I'm gonna do one more play call. Bridgewater takes the snap, drops back, looking for his man, and it's incomplete. Pass intended for Curtis Samuel. Pass broken up by Sullivan. It is 3rd and 10. Okay, that's not bad. It's not bad. But anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Sorry, it was just me today. I know Carwin gives us the in-depth analysis. You know, I typically play my role of just saying like over under and you know who's the favorite, and I'll probably like read off the headlines and set things up and whatnot. I think that's all there is to talk about for right now. Basketball season comes back next week, so that'll be fun. You already talked about Michael Thomas going on IR. Marcus Peters got fined. Yep. Oh wow. Okay, so Bengals are gonna start Ryan Finley. Oh, that's even worse than Brandon Allen. Oh, Steelers are going to whoop them. Anyway, go Ravens. I'm rooting for my fantasy football team. It's really hard, really hard. So, yeah. All right, thank you, guys.
And welcome back to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. In a previous segment, you heard my predictions. I wasn't sure if I was going to have Carwin, but I was able to snag Carwin. We're just going to go through his picks real quick. I'm not really going to give my explanation and stuff more than once. So, Carwin, you'll just have to take a listen when I drop the podcast later on today.
All right, will do.
But let's just recap of what happened up until Sunday morning. The Chargers beat the Raiders by a score of 30-27. The Bills won 48-19, and then the Packers won 24-16. Were you surprised by the outcomes of any of these games? I highly doubt it.
I mean, I was kind of surprised by the Green Bay game. I thought they would have performed a little better offensively, but other than that, no, not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I very disappointed in Aaron Rodgers as he got me 15 points.
Dang.
But Stephon Diggs got me 29.7, so I'm going to try to hang in there with Blake. But I'm projected to lose by 17 now. Not good. And this is a team that doesn't have George Kittle or Michael Thomas in my lineup anymore. So that sucks.
Yeah. After this, you might go back to consider Herbert, huh?
No, I don't regret starting Herbert. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, bro. He's had 3 touchdowns or more. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row. He's had at least 28 points. And then first week for me in the playoffs, this guy gets 20 points. While Herbert gets 35. So I didn't get to watch the second half, so I didn't really get to see what Green Bay was doing. But
not a thing.
It wasn't much. I guess they were running out the clock or something. I have no clue. All I know is Jason and Nolan in my league, they're gonna be in a battle, aren't they?
Yeah, Jones had a good game for Hawk.
He had more rushing yards than Aaron Rodgers had passing yards.
And he has Henry against the Lions, so it's not looking good for Nolan, huh?
I don't know. I wouldn't count out his team just yet.
Yeah, but Hawk looks like he's on a good pace.
Yeah, he sure does. Whew.
But Kamara's going to have to go off just because Thomas ain't playing.
Also, Drew Brees is back, so you know Kamara's production is going to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to dive into these games real quick, Carr. I don't want to make the podcast too long. So you got New England and Miami. Miami's a 1-point favorite. I think Miami will win this game. Over-under is 41.5. I got Miami winning this game.
Yeah, that's a low one. Yeah, Miami's definitely going to win this game.
I don't know about definitely now, but... I would have assumed the Patriots would have beaten the Ravens and the Cardinals. I wouldn't count out the Patriots. Couldn't count them out just yet for sure. I wouldn't say definitely.
Yeah, but you heard those stories that happened. It was like, that's another bad thing that's going to happen to them that's going to, you know, kind of follow them toward into this game, I think.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where Nikhil Harry was talking about Newton, his mechanics, and things like that, and blaming him for his production, you know. Belichick's not somebody that likes drama in his locker room, so.
Nikhil Harry said that about Cam Newton?
Yeah. Well, he tried to. Nikhil Harry's wide receiver coach called Nikhil Harry his client. He tried not to say his name, but everybody knew who he was talking about.
His wide receiver coach? Wouldn't that be every wide receiver coach? Oh, you mean his trainer? His trainer.
Yeah, like his trainer.
Nikhil Harry's trainer says Cam Newton is partly to blame for the wide receiver's lack of production. We got to put some of that blank on Cam. Cam hasn't been the most accurate this year. Like, if Nikhil had Tom Brady would have fed him. But we're back there at Cam, and Cam's getting acclimated to the offense too. Oh, okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. The nerve, right?
I mean, he's not wrong.
What? I mean, yes, he is.
Cam Newton's awful, bro.
Yeah, but N'Keal Harry's even worse.
Man, it's just turned 23 2 days ago.
I know. He hasn't did anything to garner any kind of validity to say anything like that, though, is the point.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not really established. Mm. He's looking like a first-round bust.
Mm-hmm. And Newton's only looking bad because everybody else looks bad. That's why Brady got on up out of there.
Yeah, and he went to a place where he has weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after Tyreek Hill, or after Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady might have the best weapon selection, you know?
Yeah, so try not to be too hard on Newton. He's only doing the best with what he's got.
He's still not good, bro.
I know you don't like how. I don't know why you don't like him. What did Newton do to you? Did you have him one day when you're in a championship game and he lost you the game?
No, I don't have anything against Cam Newton. I just never thought he was that good in Carolina.
Oh, Vincent. Even when he won MVP and took him to the Super Bowl.
I mean, he was good that year, but like other years, he wasn't all that. To me, he wasn't. You know, he could have been in other people's eyes, but I mean, he beat the Ravens. You know, he did what he had to do to beat us. But like, he's just boring to watch now.
Well, yeah, that offense isn't very productive.
That whole team is so boring to watch. I hate watching the Patriots play.
Yeah,
see the Patriots on national TV, I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, I'd rather watch a spring training baseball game.
Except for when they played the Jets, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had the Patriots defense and they almost cost me.
Yeah, I remember that game.
I started them, and if I would have left them on the bench, I would have guaranteed a win, but I didn't know if, like, not starting a player or a person or a bench would be, like, an illegal lineup, you know? And they almost got me in the negatives. I ended up winning by, like, two instead of winning by one without having to stress about it.
Yeah, I remember that week. Somebody in your league had him and Rex Burkhead, and I barely came away with the win. I think it was CJ, maybe.
It could have been, yeah. CJ had Burkhead.
Yeah.
On his team.
Yeah. That was a crucial night. Doesn't matter now, but back then it was pretty important.
Yeah, because then you got to see the top dog in the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know about a lot of that. Yeah, at least we're 1-1. But ultimately, then it's anyone's game. But I expect Miami to dominate defensively based off the Patriots not having a very good offense. And I think Belichick, as you saw him do to Herbert, he's really good against scheming against rookies. So don't really expect Tua to have a field day as well. Patriots are still respectable on defense. So I think it's not going to be a runaway, you know, favorite for the Miami. I think it'll be maybe like, say they'll probably win by about 6 points. So I say it'll be 10-16.
Yeah, I'm not messing with any Jaguars running backs. Lynn Bowden, DeAndre Washington, Savon Ahmed, none of them, bro.
Jaguars running backs.
Did I say Jaguars? Dolphins running backs, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was confused at first. So I was like, oh, wait, Robinson's not playing?
I wish he wasn't playing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going against them in three fantasy leagues tomorrow.
Right.
Today. See, I bet you James Robinson, like, you know when they got statistics on, like, which players have, like, the highest percentage in, like, playoff appearances, like, in fantasy playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you James Robinson is the highest.
The highest? Like, even over quarterback?
No, what I mean is, like, most playoff teams on fantasy that made it probably had James Robinson on there.
Oh, yeah. He was a waiver wire pickup, so probably.
Yeah.
Because
you get what I mean by that?
Now? Yeah, because they just made that team that they drafted that much better, adding a number one RB off the waiver.
Yeah. Like, I can't wait to see this guy play tomorrow because I'm trying to see what makes him so good, you know?
Yeah, I've seen him play already. He's pretty good. I don't know why, but he just is.
Yeah, which game did you see him play? The Titans game on Thursday night?
Yeah, he put up like 30 points against me. And that was the moment where I had to start giving him some respect.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this guy James Robinson, he's only going to last for like 2 weeks before Armstead and Ozebo start playing again, you know?
Because you don't think somebody that who you haven't ever heard of is just going to come off the practice squad and then play like this.
This guy was the fourth string running back when Leonard Fournette was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, the fourth string running back.
He must have did something to get better. I don't know if he got the world's best trainer or he took some PEDs. Nobody knows, but I don't know what he did.
That's the thing. Like, that just shows that, like, you know, once you're given your opportunity, you can start, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, Gus Edwards, he's getting his opportunities, and, you know, he's proven that he can start. I think we would be fine. I'm not saying J.K. Dobbins isn't under this team, but I feel like it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world if we went for another position in the second round. Edwards is just fine, you know?
Yeah, Ingram was fine. Well, I mean, I guess it was a good thing because Ingram kept getting hurt, so. But
yeah, we're kind of getting away from using Ingram, which I like.
Hey.
Let the young gun shine.
Oh. But Ingram just looks like a cool guy.
No, he is. He is. He's a great personality in the locker room.
I could definitely see you being friends with him.
I don't know. He's a little older. He grew up in a different time.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm saying if y'all were like same age.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. But yeah, going into this Jacksonville game, I got the Ravens winning this game. I'm hoping they blow him out so early where James Robinson's not really getting much production. But we'll see what happens.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to do it's not really much to say about this game. Jaguars are top two worst team in the league. So the Ravens, they got a pretty favorable stretch to win out. So they're going to win this game. It's probably going to be 31-10.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those games where, like, I feel like the Ravens can overlook their opponent, mess around and lose.
Well, it could be this opponent. They might do that to the Giants, but it's not going to be the Jaguars.
Yeah. Houston's playing Indianapolis. Oh, I forgot to say the over-under. And the, you know, I don't really, I know I say every week, I shouldn't be promoting gambling on the show, but I see ESPN promote gambling every single day now. So, would you take the Ravens minus 13?
No.
You don't think the Ravens can win this game by 14 points?
No, they definitely can. I just don't like taking point spreads that big.
Yeah, neither do I. Would you take an over-under 48? What would you take?
Nah, I don't think Jaguars are going to score on your defense like that.
I don't know. We got hella hurt corners. Like, Jimmy Smith's not playing.
Yeah, I'd take the over on it.
Indianapolis is playing Houston. As I alluded to earlier, Indianapolis won this game, but they definitely could have lost this game if it wasn't for a fumble inside the 5-yard line. I'm hoping Deshaun Watson has the worst game of his career tomorrow because I'm playing against him in two fantasy leagues. But he's gonna kick some butt as the Colts allow 340 yards a game, 242 yards in the air. Watson will probably eclipse that tomorrow. But I still got the Colts winning this game. Colts are gonna sweep the season series. Over under is 51. Minus 7 is the point spread in favor of the Colts.
Okay. Don't think I would take the point spread. I'd probably take the over under though.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, the Colts.
Both of these teams can definitely get 25.
Yeah, the Colts are going to win this game. Texas defense is super atrocious.
They give up over 420 yards a game.
Yeah, they can't stop anybody on the ground or on the pass, and Jonathan Taylor has seemed to catch fire these last couple weeks, so I don't see him slowing down against the Texans defense. And T.Y. and Rivers seem like they developed a little bit more chemistry than what they had earlier in the year. So the Colts offense just seems like more improved since the last time these teams played. And I think, not that the Colts lost the last time they played, but just I think it'll be smoother than the last time they played, because Watson actually put up a good battle where they ran into the very last play. And I don't know if it's going to be like that again this game. I think the Texans just don't have enough help to offer Deshaun Watson on offense to be able to overcome that bad defense, you know, Vincent.
Yeah.
But I expect Watson to make the most of what he has, though, and try to keep it competitive with Cooks and Hanson and Akins, Fells. Who knows what he's going to have? Maybe Cootie. Hopefully Isaiah Big Plays A gets thrown in there. But, yeah, it's going to be...
Colts. How you gonna call Isaiah Coulter Big Play Zay if he hasn't made any big plays?
Cause that's what's on his highlight reel on YouTube. Big Play Zay.
Well, Big Play Zay is gonna have to have some big plays against this Colts defense.
Out of Rhode Island.
I'm not calling him that.
he's gonna hear this podcast and he's gonna take offense to that. You watch.
He'll never hear this podcast.
I know.
I have to be like Bob Memory, get myself out there. Get myself out there.
Right.
Talking to Becky.
We got another AFC South team playing today. The last one that we're going to mention. The Tennessee Titans are playing the Detroit Lions. Titans minus 11. Over-under is 53.
Corbett.
I'm taking the Titans to win this game.
For sure,
yeah. I need Ryan Tannehill to match Josh Allen's performance as well, as I've started Ryan Tannehill over Josh Allen in two fantasy leagues this weekend. And I'm crying on the inside. It's always, that's why I hate Saturday games, because then I have to wait. I have to think about the bad decision I made all night long and hope the person that I started plays just as well.
Well, better than a Thursday night decision.
Well, shit. Shoot. It would have been a better decision for me to start Herbert instead of Rodgers this week.
Yeah, it would have. But at least Tannehill still got a chance. It's just the thing with that game, the reason why I was telling you that I didn't agree with the move is pretty much because, like, I know Tannehill got a good matchup, but the Lions, I think they're going to fall behind pretty bad. And as we saw, you know, when a team is playing without any urgency and is really up ahead, I expect Henry to chew that clock, and I don't think the Titans are going to do that much passing on him. Because remember that game the Titans played and they beat New England, they didn't do very much passing on them. Tannehill didn't have the best game because they knew they could just beat them by simply running the ball. And I think they know they can do that against the Lions. So I don't expect Tannehill to have like a 300-yard, 3-3 TD game. I think he may do 215 yards and two touchdowns. But other than that, I think it'll be mostly Henry.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as I win one of those games, I'll be happy.
Yeah. But, Titans are going to win this game. Wait, who did I find? Oh, yeah, the Lions. Yeah, Titans are going to win this game. The Lions, they just – it's not their year. Poor coaching from their original head coach, Patricia. He got fired. It looked like they had a sliver of hope to come back against the Bears. But then when they were playing Green Bay, and Stafford got hurt. Galladay still won't play, and it's just not looking good for the Lions this game. So, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I think just out of pure respect for Stafford, I want to say maybe that they'll get 20 points at least. So
I hope the Lions get 35.
35? Oh, you're playing some Titans defense?
No, I need the Titans to score points on the ground and in the air.
Oh, you just said Lions to score 35.
I know. So I'm hoping that, you know, the Titans will have to pass and not have to run the ball. You know what I'm saying, though?
But maybe.
Titans defense.
I need Henry to get 2 touchdowns, 1 in the air, 1 on the ground. And then I need Tannehill to get 4 touchdowns.
That's true.
Yep. And one of them's got to be a passing touchdown to Henry, and then we'll be good. He can do it, honestly.
Yeah. I think it's going to be 21, so.
Okay.
What do you think?
What?
30 to 21. I'll say be 30.
Yeah, that's
37-21.
I don't know.
What? You don't think the Titans are going to get 37?
I mean, I hope they do, but I don't know if they will.
How many points is they play?
All I know is it better not be Jeremy McNichols or Deontay Foreman getting a freaking handoff. That's all I know.
Yeah, he'll get one. That's it. Maybe McPickles will get one, too. Is that a good name? Yeah. Josh McPickles or something?
No. It better be a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, McPickles. That's all you need.
Or else I'm going to throw some nickels at him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say go to McDonald's and spend some McNichols on
him. Oh, yeah. Wait, but it's not his last name, though. It's McPickles.
It's McNichols, bro.
Yeah, I know. But go ahead.
You can get pickles on the grocery store.
Yeah.
The 49ers are playing the Lions or the Cowboys. The 49ers are a 3-point favorite.
Wait. Did you even talk about the game yet?
Yeah, I got the Titans.
Oh, all right. That's it? You didn't say – did you see your score?
Yeah. No, I haven't said my score. I said my score. So, the segment that I recorded earlier, I'm going to keep it in. I said my score in those segments.
Oh, man. I wanted you to do some fresh ones. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, now you got the 49ers. They're going to play the Cowboys. They're a 3-point favorite. Over-under is 45. I got the 49ers winning this game.
All right. Yeah, and Cowboys are going to win this game. Lost all trust and hope in the 49ers. The main reason that I lost a whole bunch of games last week, finished with them. I've had it. They're losing point blank. Niners, they might have a little okay game rushing against the Cowboys' bad defense, but Mullins, he's just too bad. They're not getting nowhere with him. So, Niners, they're losing. Cowboys, they're going to try to keep a little bit of a playoff hope alive, and they're going to win. It's going to be 21-14 Cowboys.
All right.
Corvette.
I'm starting Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr. in the same fantasy lineup. Is that desperate or is that desperate?
Yeah, it is. It surely is.
The Seahawks are playing the Washington football team.
Yeah, that's a good match.
And that's a good one. I don't know if I want to start Russell Wilson. What do you think?
Nah, I definitely don't. The only quarterback that's did good against them is Goff and Matt Stafford. That's it.
Would you start Drew Brees, Jalen Hurts, or Russell Wilson?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Would you start Jalen Hurts or Mahomes?
Mahomes.
For real?
Yeah.
Dang. It's bold.
You start Mahomes against anybody,
bro. Yeah, I know. I'm just afraid of Hurts having 100 yards rushing and a touchdown and then 300 yards passing and something like that.
Against the Cardinals?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might change my mind. We'll
see. Really?
That's what I'm stuck between. Yeah.
Maybe I'll keep Mahomes out and put Hurts in.
Mahomes. I never said Mahomes.
Oh, I thought you said you were thinking about it.
No, I said Wilson, Breeze, or Hurts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Hurts. Definitely not Russell. I can see Breeze just because the game may be crazy competitive since they're the two best teams in the NFL, but
it's just this is his first game coming back from injury, so like
you don't know how tender he's gonna be.
And then I was thinking about putting in Rivers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No. I started my fantasy championship last year, and he got dog walked. So
You talk like a Yahoo sports journalist. But, yeah, Rivers, only thing with him is, you know, he can throw a pick six at any moment, but
Russell Wilson's got 12
picks.
Yeah,
see?
Bro.
So forget those two. Plus,
that's
I think that the Colts are going to run the ball immensely against the Texans. I mean, Rivers may be good to get you like 18 or something, but I think he want more than 20. So, yeah, don't do Rivers. The potential is higher for Hurts.
Yep.
Corvette.
But, yeah, I got the Washington football team winning.
Yeah, I got the Washington's team. They're the football team. Wait, you got them winning. Yeah, I got them winning. Russell's magic is kind of faded since the first half of the season. Washington's playing unbelievable defense for some reason. They got a strong pass coach. And they're after Russell and make it hard on him to win. So I think it'll be a low-scoring game just because Haskins is going to be back there at QB. And it's going to have to be defensive stop after defensive stop. So I think it'll be 21-18 Washington.
All right. It's a good prediction. Mm-hmm. Good prediction.
Corvette.
Chicago's playing Minnesota. I got Minnesota winning this game.
Yeah, I got Minnesota.
I need Dalvin Cook to play
better. Yeah, I need him to do good. I got him. But, yeah, Minnesota's winning this game. Chicago, not much to write home about. They failed as a franchise, as an organization. When it comes to drafting their franchise quarterback, they fizzled out after that strong start. And they're not going to win this game. The Vikings are too talented offensively, have too good of a running game. And the Bears' defense seem to be overrated, to say the least. And the Vikings are going to come out with a win here. Dalvin Cook is going to have a better game than he had against them last time. I mean, he didn't even rush for over 100 yards. I think he's going to get over 100 yards this time. Probably get around 115 touchdowns, three catches for 30 yards. And Cousins, he's going to throw that thing to Thielen and Jefferson, and Jefferson's probably going to have five catches for 100 yards and for 105 yards and a touchdown. So the Vikings are going to win this game 26-20.
Dang, you got that just below the under. The over-under is 47.
Damn.
Which I'm quite surprised considering these two teams only put up 32 combined in that Monday night showdown on November 16th.
I knew that was coming.
Corvette.
Mm-hmm. All right, bro. Look, we're not going to talk about the Jets right now, but we're getting there. Tampa Bay is playing Atlanta. Tampa Bay, I think they're going to win this game. Six and a half point favorite are the Bucs. Over-under is 49. Ronald Jones has been playing. Leonard Fournette's going to start. Julio Jones has been playing.
That's a surprise.
Disappointment. Oh, man. Calvin Ridley, though, with the 1,000-yard season. Very happy for him. I need Mike Evans to play bad tomorrow. Guy has 11 tutties this year. Need him to calm that down. But, yeah, Buccaneers are winning this game.
Yeah, the Bucs, they've been a tricky team. They can be hot. They can be ice cold, Vincent. You can have those games where they only get 3 points, or they can have those games where they're on and they get 35 plus. So I think that bye week did them good, though. I think you see the functionality and the chemistry in the locker room improve between Brady and Arians, just the team as a whole. I think that was a much-needed bye week. Arians kind of slowed down on his scathing criticism on Brady. And it seemed like they were trying to kind of emphasize to the media that everything was good between them. They were trying to go play golf and all this and blah, blah, blah. So I think everybody's, I think they got the their mentality refreshed and they're going to, they're really going to stick it to them. Who are they playing? I forgot.
Buccaneers.
Okay, yeah, they're really going to stick to the Falcons. But be warned, the Bucs definitely have more than 50% chance to lose this game.
They have more than a 50% chance. They have a 50% chance
of losing. Yeah, I say they got more, higher than a 50% chance to lose this game. Just because.
Well, theoretically speaking, every team has a 50-50%.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I know how the Bucks probably favored them.
You got the Bucks on upset alert.
Yeah. I mean, I'm picking the Bucks to win. I'm just saying, like, don't be surprised if the Falcons beat this team. Yeah.
So. Oh, I wouldn't.
I mean, I think they'll come up with the win. I think it'll be 30-27. I think it's going to be close just because the Buccaneers secondary finally didn't stop, took them a bunch of weeks since that game against Rodgers to stop somebody like Kirk Cousins. So I don't want to give them that stamp of approval yet that they got to figure back out. So I'm still going to assume Matt Ice to have a good game against them, so I think it'll be close. I say it'll be 27-30, and I see Brady throwing two interceptions.
Yeah, Matt Ryan is, until he retires, that's my favorite quarterback.
I have no idea why.
My favorite quarterback, man. Arizona is playing Philadelphia. I think I said I had Arizona winning this game. Yeah, I got Arizona winning this game. I remember the score for that one. I said 24-23. They're a 6.5-point favorite. I think that's a little high, considering how inconsistent they are. Darius Big Play Slay isn't playing though.
Yeah.
Avante Maddox isn't playing. So D-Hop's gonna go for 200 yards, I hope. Chase Edmonds is questionable. Jane Gonzalez isn't playing. But I got the Cardinals winning this game.
Corvette. Yeah, I got the... Well, first, before we start, let's give them a little bit of context here, Vincent, what kind of game this is. This is the two Oklahoma Sooner alumni quarterbacks playing against each other. One was the last trophy winner.
Oh, yeah, the last two to play quarterback at that school, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, one was the winner of the Heisman Trophy. One was a finalist. I think we're going to see.
One was the first round pick. Yep. One was the second round.
So
pick.
I think one was a small one. The other was a large one. So we're gonna see. I think we're gonna see a little bit of an extra edge instilled in these two quarterbacks to try to prove which Oklahoma Sooner QB alumni is gonna be better. Because if you remember, Kyler kind of slighted Jalen Hurts when he had a bad game during his Heisman finalist campaign. So I think there's a little bit of a. I want to say there's a little bitterness there, you know, when you come from a big university as successful as Oklahoma University and see your successor take over and, you know, get kind of close to breaking your records, you might feel a little bit kind of way about that. So I look for them to play with a little bit of extra edge. I expect Kyler to not do that good like he's been doing for the last 4 weeks that I've needed him. So for that, he's losing. And I think the Eagles are going to come out with this win and keep this story in the press is going with these underdog wins. And it just seems like it's paved perfectly. Hold on, I'm about to sneeze. Sorry, guys.
Bless you.
it just seems like it's too good of a story paved out for everybody, for the presses. So the Eagles are going to win this game again, and then Jalen Hurts is going to solidify his status as a starting QB even further, and Cardinals are going to have a tough time stopping the RPOs and the read options, and he's going to really use his legs probably to try and beat this team because they don't have that many pass catchers to speak of, so you don't really want to rely on those guys except for maybe Goedert here and there, and maybe Rager. I mean, we don't really know that much of what Rager could do because they've been playing terribly this year and he was hurt for like 4 or 5 weeks. So. But yeah, I think the Eagles are gonna, button up and as underdogs take down the Cardinals, keep their playoff hopes alive as well. I think it'll.
I don't know. I'm still debating about Jalen Hurts. All right, go 20. Ahead. Go ahead and say it, bro.
21-20, Eagles. I said it. Take that.
No, say what you've been saying all show.
Corvette.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about them sorry ass Jets.
Okay.
Rams are winning this game. We're not gonna get cute here. One team allows 100 more yards than the other. One team puts 100 more yards of offense than the other. One team averages 11 more points than other. The other team gives up 12 more points than the other. I think we know who fits in what category. The Jets are going to lose this game. You got to bet $1,800 just to win 100 if you want to bet on the Rams.
Double that pot where you want like that. Yeah, so yeah, not much to say here. The Rams, they're gonna keep on leading the division, getting the playoffs, and have a easy outing on Sunday. Gonna get them a nice little bye week, take care of business, and within the first half, like the Seattle did, and probably gonna end up resting their starters throughout the third and fourth quarter. So. Congratulations to the Rams. It's going to be 42-3. Mm-hmm. Nah. Okay, it'll be 40-3. Yeah, 40-3. It'll be 40.
Carwin, if you had money to waste on gambling, would you bet $1,800 for the Rams to win this game by any margin, just to win 100?
No. Wait, you would?
No.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
That's a lot. You bet $1,800.
Yeah, forget that.
Now, if you bet $100 on the Jets, you win $1,000.
Yeah. Ain't nobody expecting no Jets.
Do you imagine betting $100 on the Jets and you win $1,000 off of that? It's dumb luck.
The people that betted on Dallas against Minnesota or betted on Washington against the Steelers, they probably did good.
They probably got it in point spread because they were probably underdogs.
Yeah, but if they did the money line, I'm saying they probably...
Oh, they would have got a shit ton. Yeah, for sure. Kansas City's playing New Orleans. That game is more anticipated than any game this season. Well, I don't know about this season, but this week for sure. Kansas City's going to win this game now.
Right.
I think it's going to be high scoring. I need their offense to play like absolute garbage today, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for this game, the Chiefs and the Saints, a possible potential future matchup for us to see. We got the return of Drew Brees with also the departure of Thomas for the rest of the season. So Brees is going to continue to play without him like he's been doing most of the year anyways. And then you're going to have to rely on Sanders and Smith and Cook and Kamara to lead the charge against this team who's been pretty much virtually unstoppable on offense ever since they took that loss from the Raiders. Haven't lost the game since. But I think the Saints, to present them with their first loss after a while, with their solid defense, I think they'll be able to apply some pressure on Mahomes and get him off kilter and make him not play as good as you usually see him. I think he'll still have a good game, but the Saints may do what they need to eke off a close win. But I still got the Chiefs winning. So I think it'll be 35-30 Chiefs.
All right. Sunday night game, not really looking forward to it, but the Browns are playing the Giants. I think the Browns are going to win this game. I'll tell you what, I was at a standstill between starting the Browns or Bills in fantasy, but I'm glad I started the Bills. I think that was the only fantasy move I made that was actually right tonight.
Oh, yeah. And Diggs.
Well, Diggs is an automatic start.
But Browns and Giants, see, the Browns are going to win that game. They're going to look for them to establish their running game as always. Giants, they could barely do a thing against the Cardinals, and that's not even a great, good defense. So And the Browns probably got a better defense than the Cardinals do, so I don't see the Giants really doing that much against the Browns. So it's probably going to be not that close of a game. It'll be maybe 27 to 15 Browns. 27 to 13 Browns.
All right. And then we got this boring-ass Monday night game. Ryan Finley's going to play. Ryan Finley's going to play for the Bengals.
Ew.
That's all I got to say. Give me Pittsburgh by however many, by double digits.
Hey, you remember what happened the last time these two teams played, and that was Joe Burrow. Pocket like Burrow, so.
I'm in the pocket like Burrow.
Steelers are going to definitely...
You have to bet $1,000 just to win $100 betting on the Steelers.
Just like them Jets, almost. Yeah, they're going to violate and completely annihilate this Bengals team, Vince, and you don't even understand. It's going to be, they're angry. They're mad. They were undefeated, and they lost the last 2 weeks.
They have no running game, the Bengals.
Guess who's going to get it taken out on? It's going to all get taken out on to those Bengals. You know that? You know that, right? So...
Hey, should I switch my defense now? Should I start the Steelers defense instead of the Rams? I feel like you can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah, you're good. You're fine. I mean,
it's just I play against the Steelers defense in one league, so it's one of those.
Yeah, keep the Rams in. So you didn't got to worry about switching sides. But so it's not gonna be pretty, Vincent. But if you got some Steelers, go ahead and start them.
I got Ebron.
It's going to be 35 to nothing. I'm sorry.
I'm not starting Deontay Johnson, though.
35 to nothing? Vincent!
Well, I'm starting Jefferson and Ayuk.
I don't know. I might start him over Jefferson. But, I guess it's fine.
Jefferson had over 100 yards last time against the Bears.
Yeah, he did, but I just feel like... Wait, who are we talking about again? Deontay?
Yeah, Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, Mr.
12 drops.
With Deontay, it's just like the Steelers got other options, whereas Jefferson, it's just him, Dalvin, and Thielen, because they can either give it to Ebron, they can throw it to Juju, Washington, Clay, so you just don't really know with that. You know?
It's incredible how good James Washington is, and he's evidently the fifth option on that team.
Right.
When it comes to receiving.
He's like a Corvette. So, yeah, you're fine. We'll start in Jefferson.
I know I am. I know how to run fantasy teams.
Yeah.
I'm in the semifinals in four leagues for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Carwin. I got some fantasy decisions to make. I'm about to end this show now, and I'll post it later. Thank you for joining the show. I just wanted to make this session a little faster than normal, just to get it around the hour mark. And also, it's 4:20 a.m. and trying to be up for game time in around 9 hours, 8.5 hours. So
Corvette. Yeah. Like I always say, it's always.
I'll probably hit you up right after we end this joint.
You probably will. Yeah, like I say, it's always nice being on the show and like to enjoy it. With the amount of time that we got left, because we don't have many podcasts.
Oh, we're gonna do playoff games though. We're gonna do playoffs.
Yeah, we are. I'm just saying, like, still this.
Season. I'll probably get more people for that too.
Next Saturday. Yeah, appreciate it, Vincent. Until next time, guys.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.